wake up, yawn and stretch, and reach its fingertips the universe above its horizon. We set our sights towards the moon. It took the Apollo 11 mission 4 days, 6 hours, and 45 minutes to arrive at its destination. Next was Mars. 7 months for the first rover to set down on red dust. And then, we decided to sit up, get dressed, and attempted to reach the very edges of our solar system. The fine, fine line where the sun's gravity would stop being the greatest gravitational force affecting us. But it would have taken us 6,759 years if we were to try. Now, 2.51 seconds to the moon, 3.01 minutes to Mars, and to reach the end of the estimated solar system with our first ship, Boreas, it will take just under 2 years. But we're only just beginning. Our solar system is a tiny cul-de-sac in a huge neighborhood in an even bigger universe. And so we leave our bedroom, put on our shoes, and get ready for the biggest run of our lives. You have all been chosen as the crew for the very first ship to leave our horizons and embark into uncharted territory. It will take years, many, many years, and eventually, our own pale blue dot will become nothing but a smudge, and decades down the line, nothing but empty space. And maybe one day, far, far in the future, your dozens of great-grandchildren will look back at the sun and see the very same light from today emitting back at them. And I should hope you would all be very proud.
So, you'll come back to Eurus?
I'll think about it.
It wasn't that bad.
It was really nice. I wish Notus was more... I don't know.
Pleasant?
Didn't want to say it myself.
An attack?
Shit.
Who's that?
An attack? What are you doing here?
Dad. Was accompanying Cairo back to Eurus. He's one of my patients.
Hi.
Aren't you supposed to be at work?
My shift ended earlier today.
You're working less hours than I thought you were.
I'm sorry. I can pick up some more.
Perhaps. Who are you?
This is Cairo.
I'm asking him how an attack.
Yes. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Cairo Flovent. I work in communications.
What put you under my son's care?
He...
I'm not asking you twice, Alnitak.
Sorry. Dad.
This? Work accident.
In communications.
It's a riskier job than you'd expect.
This boy seems to be doing all right, Alnitak. Perhaps you should spend your time more usefully, helping people that need to be helped.
Yes, Dad. What are you,
Meeting with some new business contacts.
Yes. The business.
Mind your tongue.
He didn't...
I'll be going, Alnitak. Keep in contact more.
Yes.
And do try to find a better use for your time. Wasting it on trips to Eurus isn't how I raised you.
Yes. Bye. Bye, Dad.
Okay. What the fuck?
I didn't think you'd meet him. Like...
That's your dad?
The esteemed Elio Vaughn.
Well, he seems like a prick.
Cairo.
I'm just saying. Don't give a shit about what he says. It's not worth it. I mean, who does he think he is?
He's my dad, Cairo.
So what?
We're the Vaughns. And I'm his only son. He's going to be breathing down my neck for as long as I'm alive to carry on the family name. There have been Vaughns on notice since Earth. He's obsessed with the legacy.
Legacy?
Yep. Legacy and appearance. I've got to be perfect. I can't just be a doctor. I have to be the youngest doctor on notice. I have to dedicate all of my time to making sure that Vaughn still means something virtuous. After he fucked all of that by siding with Korzeniowski. And God forbid, I've got to give him grandchildren. He's obsessed with the idea of Vaughn's ending up on whatever bit of soil we end up on next.
That's not any of his business.
He makes it his business.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Speaking of business, what was that all about?
Oh, he's trying to monopolize the shifting job market between the two ships. He wasn't close enough to Korzeniowski to warrant permanent isolation like Faraday's done with Langley, but he doesn't exactly have a job anymore. I'd rather have him on Eurus than sticking his nose in my business.
Yeah. He didn't seem...
Drugged? No.
We think they're slowly getting rid of it in everyone?
Even then, he never was. None of my family was. Probably because Faraday wanted somebody to step out of line so he could punish us. That's my theory, at least. That he chose who was affected and who wasn't. It explains Hallie. It doesn't about Sputnik, though.
Wouldn't surprise me if they didn't drink water at all.
Yeah.
Your dad doesn't know what he's on about. And even if he had a point with the whole legacy business, even if it did matter, he doesn't need to ask any more of you. You're impressive enough.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm surrounded by fucking geniuses wherever I go. It makes me feel a whole lot inadequate.
You're smart too, Cairo. I don't know the first thing about space stuff.
Al, almost all of my knowledge about space stuff can be boiled down to a fun fact of the day.
Like what? Give me your fun fact of the day, then.
Did you know that the star Alnitak is one of the hottest in the universe?
Well, that's my stop.
Isn't your stop?
I'll see you around, Cairo.
Al.
Bye.
He's funny. Hallie? What was that?
A moment. Sorry. All right. Okay, he shouldn't hear anything now.
You're Hallie Wagner, right? From Take Notes.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Sputnik. I'm a fan.
Oh.
Later. Hallie, what on Eurus was that?
You told me to prove to you that you can trust me.
I think all you've done is prove that nobody can trust you.
Better nobody than Faraday.
Is that Electo? Gosh, I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
What was that, Hallie?
Faraday called me in for a meeting. I didn't know what he wanted, but I knew I just didn't want to work for him anymore. And I know you're interested in what he's up to, so... I mean, I feel guilty.
No, not that. The message at the end.
Oh. I don't know what that was.
Something from Boreas, maybe?
Absolutely not. There's no way Boreas survived.
Some kind of trick, then?
I don't know.
I could try and find out for you. But you can't try to communicate with me. No calling, no meeting up. If Faraday even suspects that I'm in conversation with any of you, he'll cut me off for good and we'll never know what that message was.
Hallie.
Look, I said I'd make it up to you, okay? Just wait for my message.
Oh.
That is interesting.
It is. Sawyer, do you think we can trust her?
I don't know. Who was that?
I don't know.
Suppose we'll have to wait and find out.
Did you guys notice that he said Quinn got fired?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. That's odd.
Isn't it? I wonder why. I thought they, liked each other.
In my experience, partnerships like that are never really built on fondness.
But he mentioned a replacement. Who do you think?
I don't know. But let's hope for our sake that whoever they are, they're not fond of him either.
Is this suitable for you, Celaea?
It's better than a jail cell.
Oh, come on! You have your own desk, your own monitor, and your own chair. It's a comfortable chair, too. Same model as mine. There's a bathroom, your very own window outside. It even has some of those fancy infrared sensors that they have back at your helm. Even your own kettle to make a cup of tea. What more could you want?
To be able to leave.
Well, beggars can't really be choosers.
I'm not begging.
I'm even letting you have your own quarters. You know, I've always considered a separation from work and home very important. I don't really know what the problem is. Oh, no. I see what the issue is. You're upset that I've taken your job.
No. Though, admittedly, you're not who I would have voted for.
But which other candidate would have so kindly offered you the position of their second in command? Or your life? Yeah, exactly.
What happened to your old second in command, the woman?
Does it matter?
I just want to make sure I don't repeat her mistakes.
Ah, ha ha! You're learning. Good. Good!
So...
just a difference in opinions, that's all.
You're implying I can't ever disagree with you.
You really are a fast learner.
Is that all? You've left me a lot of work to get through.
I believe so. Oh, it came to my attention that the AI from your ship, Aoife, was lurking around. I'm disappointed you hadn't told me about that.
I think they preferred the name E.
They won't prefer anything now that I've put those locks back on.
Is it true what you did?
I'm sure they told it in their own way. I was just having a bit of fun.
Amos.
Commander Faraday.
I'm not doing this again.
Hmm? Did you have anything new you wanted to say? Or can I be on my way?
Go on then.
All right. Better get to work, Celaea. You've got a lot to do. I'll see you this evening.
All right. What do we have here?
I'm surprised you're keeping the job. I would have thought you'd be going back to Eurus.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could. I'd make a whole lot more money back there, but...
What? Did Faraday's bee drugs have lasting effects on you? You finally learnt the virtue of having a proper job?
What? No, shut up. Just worried. After what he did to Cairo, I'm pretty fucking hesitant to even think about doing anything illegal.
Yeah. Do you think he's okay? Cairo?
I'm gonna be completely honest. I don't know. He hasn't really talked about it. Like, at all. I feel like I can't bring it up with him.
Yeah. Same here. It's like, I feel weirdly guilty because I'm not talking about it with him, but I know he actually doesn't want to, so...
So it's like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place? Yeah, exactly. He's like that about a lot of things. He just sort of brushes everything under the rug and pretends it's all fine until he's convinced himself.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. I hope. That doctor's keeping an eye on him.
Yeah. Heart eyes.
What? You think?
Positive.
Ugh. That's gross.
I know. Either way, I think he's the only one of us going back to work on Eurus.
Yeah, I heard through the grapevine that you rejected the officer offer. What's that about?
I don't know. It just didn't feel right.
Uh-huh. Any particular reason, or,
I don't know why people keep asking me that.
It's because I think about 80% of your personality when we first met was that you were an officer.
Yeah. I guess it was sort of the only thing going for me.
Yeah. Well, now you're a janitor. You're moving up in the world.
Amazing! Fantastic! You know, I cheated. On my officer exams.
Yeah, I know.
How?
Sawyer, no one who got the position on their own attainment would be so sensitive about that position.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Kind of pathetic, huh?
Nah, I mean, who wants to be an officer anyway? It's all bullshit. They don't actually teach you anything that matters. They just sort of teach you to follow the rules. You've proven yourself to be above that just by ditching the offer.
You know, that... might just be the nicest thing you've ever said to me, Ziggy.
Yeah, don't bank on getting any more of that. Anyway, I think we're done here. We should,
What's that? A power outage? Did you press something?
Hold on. Okay, that's odd. Just, stopped working. But I mean, like, the connection at the wall is on, see?
That's really weird. The whole corridor's dark.
Oh, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but we should really report this.
Yeah, I, what was that?
Don't know. Wait here.
No. I'm coming with you.
What, you scared of the dark?
Shut up.
Is it the whole sector?
Looks like it.
Okay, that's weird.
I've never seen something like that happen before.
No, neither have I. Let's report that, and then get back to the others.
Do you think it might be...
Sawyer, I haven't got a fucking clue.
Okay, just hold still.
Ow!
Sorry!
Do you have to do it while it's still attached to my hands?
It's easier this way. I'm sorry, I'll be more careful next time.
Could you keep it down, please? My head hurts.
Sorry, Electo.
Oh, what's wrong?
It's this data. I just can't wrap my head around it. There's so many numbers, and I can't work out what any of them mean. And when I do get lucky and manage to decipher something, it ends up being useless.
Ugh. Take a break, then.
I can't. I need to work this out.
Sure you can. Look, you're not gonna get anywhere while staring at that little screen all night. But if you take a break for today and start again tomorrow with fresh eyes, you're more likely to be productive. Besides...
Sorry! Do you
has a point, Electo.
I suppose so. I don't know. I'd feel so guilty if I stopped.
Well, do you think I'm a bad person for not working right now? Or Sputnik?
No.
Exactly. So why isn't it the same for yourself?
I suppose you have a point. Thanks, Cairo. And now I'm just sitting here with nothing to do. And all I can think about is how I should be working.
You can entertain yourself by watching Spud brutalize my arm.
I'm not brutalizing it! I'm trying to be gentle!
You're doing well.
You're doing fine.
What are you doing, anyways?
Normal metal looks boring. I want some enhancements, so Spud's painting it black and adding some embellishments.
I do not understand your sense of style, Cairo.
It's not for you to get. Oh, don't look so down. Look, why don't we, do something fun? Get you out of this fucking room.
Like what?
There's this new club on Eurus I've wanted to visit. Let's go clubbing!
Clubbing? Like, with a bat?
No, like a party, remember? I explained this. Music, people, dancing, confetti.
Oh, I love confetti! Can I come?
Oh, come on, Alexa.
Will it distract me?
Yeah, it will. Look, we'll make an event of it. We can, dress up nice and get the fuck off this boring ship. And have some fun for once in our miserable lives.
I don't think I have nice clothes.
Neither do I.
You two are the worst. I need to get you drunk. Ugh, Ziggy, thank God. Just the person I wanted to see.
Thanks.
What's up?
We're gonna go clubbing. You wanna come?
Yeah, sure, I'm game. Might be nice to do something fun.
Clubbing? Isn't that, illegal?
It's illegal? Cool.
Oh, come on, Alexo. Sawyer, please. You have to feel bad for me. I just lost a hand.
Are you guilt-tripping us?
Yes.
Okay. Fine.
Fuck yeah! Okay. We leave in an hour. I'm gonna make a call.
Oh, don't tell me you're inviting—
Oh yeah, I absolutely am.
Where are we going?
You'll see.
Will anyone please tell me what we're doing? Please?
Aw, guys, I want to tell him!
Don't you dare.
This feels like bullying.
You get used to it.
It's around here. Hold on, I'll go on ahead. Gotta talk to a few people.
Are you doing okay, Electo?
Yeah. Cairo was right. I think I just needed to get out of that room. Distract myself a little bit.
That's good! Gosh, your ship is so cool!
Honestly, you'd probably fit right in with the Red Sputnik.
You think?
Yeah. Know about a dozen people just like you.
Really? I don't know anyone like me.
Well, none are quite as, unique, but...
We're good to go.
Cairo, can you please let me know what's going on now?
Right, yeah. Here we are.
What's that? Wait, is that...
A club? Yeah.
No. No way!
Oh man, come on!
No. You guys go. I'm gonna go home.
Ow.
Oh, Cairo, let him go. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't want to.
Ow.
Cairo, my dad would kill me. This stuff is illegal.
Oh, not your dad again. Al, who cares what he thinks?
Me. I do.
Look, just stay for a bit. You won't find out, I promise. And if you don't like it, you can go straight home. I just want to hang out, Al. Show you a bit more of Eurus. If you really don't want to, we can go back, okay? I'll call it a night.
No. I'll try.
Awesome, alright. Lady, gentlemen, Ziggy, Sputnik. No talking about work allowed. From this moment onwards, good vibes only.
Is this what he's like when we're not in a life or death situation?
I don't know. Weirdly enough, I think I'm looking forward to seeing what this will be like.
That makes one of us.
Huh.
When humanity first started to wake wake up. It took the Apollo 11 mission 4 days, 6 hours, and 45 minutes to arrive at his destination. Next was Mars. 7 months for the first rover to set down on red dust. And then,
why would he be listening to us?
2.51 seconds to the moon, 3.01 minutes to Mars, and to reach the end of the estimated solar system with our first ship.
Mikhail, where have I heard that name before?
But we're only just beginning. Our solar system is a tiny cult. It will take years. Many, many years. And eventually, our own pale blue dot will become nothing but a smudge.
Celaya! Productive day.
I would say so.
I would say so, Commander.
Of course, Commander.
Well, right this way. Wouldn't want to overwork you, would we?
No. No, we wouldn't.
Yeah, it's just, well, I've never really considered it before, but I've never really listened to music.
Music? What did you say? You don't like music?
No, I've never listened to music.
Why wouldn't you have listened to music?
Long story, I'll tell you some other day.
I love music. Like, love music. It's my favorite thing. I mean, apart from fixing things, maybe. And sugar! Oh, and bright colors. Okay, maybe it's my top five things.
It's nice. I don't mind it.
What?
Nothing.
Are you drunk? I think I'm drunk.
No, I don't drink.
I've never been drunk before. It's strange. It's kind of fun. Like, it's weird. Because I normally don't think, but now I'm really not thinking. But I am. But kind of not.
Okay, Spud.
I like you, Electo. You're cool.
I like you too.
Aww, does that mean we're friends?
Hey, Saya, is it okay if I talk to you really quickly?
Sure. Are you doing okay?
I don't think this is for me. You know, it's fine, fun. I suppose it's just very loud. It's easy to lose someone in here. And it's just a bit awkward, you know? Like, I don't know most of you all too well.
Yeah, you tend to spend most of your time with Cairo, right? It's fine, we don't mind. You seem nice.
Yeah, I guess that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh?
Yeah, sorry. This, might sound dumb. I mean, I don't really know what you and Cairo have going on, but I know I've been spending a lot of time with him recently, you know. I don't want to step on your toes or anything.
What?
You and Cairo. I don't want it to seem like I'm, intruding on anything.
Intruding on what?
Anything you have happening. You know, like, romantically, or whatever.
Hound attack? How much have you had to drink?
What? I barely... Just aside, what's so funny?
The idea of me and Cairo, we can barely be in the same room for 10 minutes without fighting. That's... It'd be a nightmare. God, he's so... obnoxious too. No way.
So there's nothing happening?
There's nothing going on. Absolutely nothing.
Cool.
that's really funny.
Sorry, would you excuse me?
Sure. All right.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm actually good, yeah. Cairo!
All attack, there you are. What are you looking at? Oh, God, where did you find that guy? Oh, he's really going at it. God, Cairo, why? All right, come on, all attack, let's get out of here.
fucking idiot, Al.
Bomb attack? Hey.
Hey.
Are you doing all right?
Fine. I'm fine. Sorry. Just got a bit overwhelmed.
I get it. Me too. It was nice there, but only for a little while. I think I'll leave this clubbing business to Cairo and Ziggy.
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't gotten to know you too well. You seem nice.
That's all right. You seem quite busy. It's nice to see you, even for a little bit, on attack.
Yeah.
Is everything all right?
Fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Just, saw Cairo making out with this guy back at the club. And I mean, I don't know, I just sort of find it hard to get close to people, you know? I mean, I think I can count the amount of friends I've ever had on one hand. And, I figured that I was getting closer to Cairo. But it seems, well, it seems clear that he's happy to get close to just about anyone he's just met. So, I mean, yeah, just sucks.
Oh, on attack.
What? No. No, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's nothing. Like, I'm an adult. I can grow up and deal with a tiny disappointment. What is that look for?
Ow, Alexo! Oh, your names sound the same. That's confusing. Oh, I believe you everywhere.
Whoa, Cairo, can you stand?
Duh?
Do you think you've had enough?
Oh, no, I barely drank. Drunk?
I think you've had enough. On attack, why don't you walk him home?
Me?
You're a doctor, aren't you?
That's not how that works.
Oh, yeah, Al! Come see my place on Eurus. It's nice. You'll like it, I think. Or is it a mess? I can't remember.
No, I mean, I shouldn't.
Al, come on. It'll be fun.
Walking home?
All right,
fine.
Make sure he gets home safe.
Sure. Come on, Cairo.
Oh, shit. I told you it'd be clean in here.
You told me it would be messy.
No, I didn't.
Sure.
Well, now you've seen it, let me show you the rest of the rest.
Some other day, maybe.
No, that's boring. The place is so busy. If we go now, we can cut the crowds.
What you're going to do is you're going to take your shoes off and drink some water. And then bed.
In these clothes?
Yes, in those clothes. I'm not letting you... Oh.
But...
Bed. Doctor's orders.
You're a boring doctor.
Okay, I'm a boring doctor. Now...
Today was fun. Did you have fun?
Do you ever shut up? Okay, get into bed. If I keep talking, will you shut up and get into bed?
Maybe.
Okay. Good. I did have fun, actually. Surprisingly. I didn't think I would, if I'm being honest. But it was good. Interesting. But good. It's just... I don't know. It's odd, I guess. How different you all are. I know it's just a different ship, but I mean, you never see anything like that on notice. Not even if it were legal, I don't think. People would just never be willing to do that sort of stuff. Even me, I mean... You getting me to come was like pulling teeth. But, you know, I kind of admire that about you guys. You're just happy to do whatever you like and not care about who's watching or what anyone thinks of you. It's like Like you with that guy. I don't think anyone unnoticed would ever do that. Not, making out, I mean. Though, I mean, people would be pretty remiss to do that in public, too. Just, like, with a, well, you're a guy, and he's also, yeah, no, sorry, this feels stupid to talk about. I guess I admire that about you, too. Like, you're just kind of open about that sort of thing, but I mean, I mean, my dad would kill me if he knew that I, Sorry, this is so stupid. And it's even more stupid that I can't say the word, but I guess saying the word feels a bit like admitting it. And I've never really admitted that to anyone before now. I just kind of thought if I ignored it, it would go away. but it's been on my mind a lot recently. You know, especially because I think I might have had too much to drink. I might have had too much to drink. So I should, probably be going too. Cairo? Right. You're not going to remember any of this tomorrow, are you? That's probably for the better. I don't want anyone to, you know, that I, This is stupid. Cairo?
Hey there, I'm Claire, voice actor of Sputnik, and thank you so, so much for listening. It means so much to us. In Transit, episode 208, Cairo, was written and edited by Matt Wilson and featured the voices of Beth Barrett as Mikhail Weaver, Adam Sterling as Cairo Flovent, Joseph Fors as Alnatak Vaughan, Esri Mannion as Hallie Wagner, Jamie Stapleton as Sawyer Rosario, Kristen Hayes as Electro McAlpine, Claire Cole as Sputnik Volkov, Dan Sinclair as Amos Faraday, Ellie Pearson as Celia Langley, Brad Colebrook as Ziggy, and with additional voices by Ollie Ritchie. If you want to show your support for us, please give us a good rating or a review on your podcasting app of choice. It means so much to us to hear what you have to say. We'll be back with next week's episode on the 31st of March. Until then, travel well.